The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
It's Father's Day today, a favourite hallmark of our former, hallmark day of our former producer, Myra Hayes. It's also a favourite day for my next guests because of the sales it garners. The Daddy Bag is a business co-founded by my next guest, Jennifer Burke and Stephen May, husband and wife team. They're holding hands in front of me. And what the business does, it makes bags for dads to carry nappies and that kind of geeky stuff. But there is a business in it and they're here to tell me all about it. Good morning, chaps.
Good morning.
Daddy Bags, why?
Daddy Bags, why? I first came up with the idea of the Daddy Bag on our second child.
Who is now six?
He's now six, Jamie. And I used to have to carry around most of the changing bags now are designed for women or babies. They have ducks on them. They're pink, etc. They match the buggy.
And you look like a pink duck type.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm more manly looking than that, I hope. So the idea came up. We had I used to empty out sports bags, put baby's clothes in the top of dirty football boots, things like that. And I said, I need a bag here. So the Daddy Bag was born. And it's a much more designed for men. It comes in camouflage and black. And it has plenty of compartments. It's a lot more practical than a normal changey bag, being for men. I don't know if you've ever had to find anything in a woman's handbag.
I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly. It's impossibly packed. So this has lots of compartments for all your bits and pieces. You'll fit your wipes, your bottles, a change of clothes. You'll fit your iPad, your phone, some deodorant, etc.
I actually thought you said your wife.
So did I. I wouldn't fit in there now.
Tell me about the idea, because it is a bag at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Is there not such a thing?
Well, I mean, there is, but there's not a lot of nappy bags for dads out on the market at the moment. This is specifically designed for dads. It's got the crossbody design. It's really comfortable to wear. And you can put it on with a harness. You wear baby at the front and you can clip it on under. And it's just really handy, you know.
Nobody has ever done this before.
No, not specifically for men. We were doing a baby show there a while ago, and we have the daddybag.com is where you can buy them, and also McCabe's pharmacies at the moment. But there's nothing specifically for men on the market, particularly gift-wise for new dads. It's all about the mammies, about the babies. I'm a florist by trade. We get a lot of companies phoning us up saying a guy in our company had a baby, but there's nothing to send a dad. And
you're
now there
a
is
florist
the daddybag.com.
I didn't
I'm a
know
florist
that.
By
so
trade.
This is what they call in America a side hustle.
Exactly. Yeah. We're only up and running 2 months since May. Jennifer's in sales and I'm a florist by trade. So this is, as I said, a side hustle. Yeah.
And where are you manufacturing your bags?
We get our bags manufactured in China.
And who came up with the design?
We came up with the design ourselves, basically by buying in some nappy bags ourselves and just changing it to men, adding
but
a few more compartments.
But you can't copyright it, so anybody who wants to could just make another one.
Well, pretty much. Now, we do have the name, the Daddy Bag, and the daddybag.com. So it's the name that kind of sells it too, as in it's a nice gift for dads.
You sent
us
in, I think, an email about this, and that is what actually attracted my attention was that, you know, it
was the name and the logo. Well, that's when I first came up with it. I came up with the name.
Tell me that moment. Hang on.
Let me tell you, right? Stephen comes up with all these brilliant ideas and he's very creative and, you know, he has these great ideas. So I kind of say that, yes, Stephen is the writer and I'm the director.
Yeah.
So he'll come up with all these really good ideas and I'll just push it along, you
know.
Tell me about the moment that you thought of the Daddy Bag as a name.
The moment I thought about the Daddy Bag as a name, the name just popped into my head straight away. The minute I thought about a concept for a bag is when I was in work in the flower shop and I had my bag packed, my sports bag packed with nappies, things like that, because I was picking Jamie up after school. And somebody, like I said, had phoned looking to send something for a new dad. Flowers, we'll send them blue ones. And I said, there we go, Eureka. The Daddy Bag, and the name just came straight in my head. I liked the name from the start, and that's what we worked on. I bought the domain name then, thedaddybag.com. Straight away.
£10
and daddybag.net and IE and all the rest.
You know, these people who spent tens or if not hundreds of thousands trying to come up with an idea with a name and all.
Yeah.
It's the simplest
thing. Well, that's what I did. The first thing I did was bought the domain name, and I think 5 years later, Jennifer said, are you ever going to do anything about that?
Oh, sorry, this is way back.
Jamie
is now six.
Jamie is now six.
So finally,
and we have another little so-and-so since then.
A little two-year-old.
Yeah, so finally we're doing it. And I think it's for all the ideas you come up with, it's all about doing it. Nothing's going to get off the ground unless you do it. Simple as that.
That is the truth.
Yes.
Getting in that.
Yes.
You're only 2 months up and running. Yes. Where is it going to go?
Well, we're hoping. We are hoping. Now, we were at the baby show in Birmingham.
Any interest?
A lot of interest in the, from the general public. A lot of interest, and we sold a lot of bags over there.
Did you go? Did you buy a stand or rent
we
bought, a stand?
We
or whatever,
rented a stand over
expensive?
There. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it was. I think about £1,600.
Yeah.
But it was
but
worth
it's
it because we made that back over.
But we met a lot of connections now. Retailers in the UK. We're just in talks back and forward at the moment. We have our first batch out to McCabe's Pharmacies at the moment. We're in Dundrum. And the Pavilions and Swords.
We better give McCabe's a big shout out because if they're backing Irish business, we love people who back Irish business.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
No, unfortunately, you can't sell it through SuperValu, but they back Irish business as well.
Yeah. No, we'll get on to them. But McCabe's are very good. As soon as we had the bag into their office, they were straight back onto us. They loved the product and wanted it in there. And
how much?
Also in Ballybrack, they're retailing at $49.95.
Perfect gift.
It's a perfect gift price. And also, we're looking at most of the changing bags, they retail in between 80 and 120
Whoa.
Euro. We did meet a girl at the baby show, and they're going for 800 euro for a designer changing bag if you want to, if for your next baby.
I live in a different world.
Well, it is a different planet. I'm
800
yeah.
smackers.
Yes. So okay. $49.95 is quite reasonable for it's a very good quality bag too.
Of course you're going to say that.
My kids are out of nappies now. I have my wallet, my deodorant, my phones, my iPad, everything in there now today, my sunglasses.
I'm going to change the name of this program to the Sunday Advertising Show.
That's
very good. Our job here is done.
For the daddybag.com.
Now, anybody wants to find one, we'll find them online or in McCabe's or anywhere else?
Ballybrack Medical Hall.
Yeah.
So how McCabe's, did you get Ballybrack. Into Ballybrack Medical Hall?
Just through calls. Now, as I said, we're both working full time. I have to make calls during the day. I'm hoping to make, I have a good few callbacks to make next week. So we're busy. You know, we're busy with three kids and two jobs and we have a dog and a cat as well. So.
Oh, the life of the SME. In a year's time, where do you think you'll be?
In a year's time, we're hoping to be, as I said, there's no gifts for new dads, so we're hoping to be the number one gift for new dads in Europe. We're in contact with a lot of stores in the UK at the moment, and we're going to now start getting contact places in Denmark, Sweden, places like that, where it's all about the dad.
Both of you have now joined Team SBS, and when you join Team SBS, we make sure to drag you back, whether you win or lose, but we still want to know, you know, where did it all go horribly wrong, or
absolutely,
where did it go horribly brilliantly. So you might come back to us.
Well, maybe you start with a brilliant story.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Stephen and Jennifer, thank you very much for joining Team
thank
SBS.
You.
We're going to take a quick ad break, but Daddy... Bag dot
thedaddybag.com.
thedaddybag.com. And we will also put up all the tweets and everything else, pictures of you and everything else. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order, or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.